listener production.
Hi and welcome to your local news briefing. I'm Lachlan Itter with the stories from our backyard and beyond. Mackay is wrapping up the week with a possible morning storm, otherwise partly cloudy and 30 degrees. Mostly sunny for Capricornia, 33 in Rocky, 32 in Gladstone. Here's what's making news today, Friday, November 25. Young drivers overrepresented in road toll. The latest from the DNA Forensics Lab inquiry and rent climbing across our region. Queensland's overall road toll is climbing higher than last year, and sadly, young drivers and riders remain overrepresented in that number. The Central Region road toll sits above 48, up 50% from the same time last year. But across the state, more than 40 drivers and riders aged 16 to 24 have died on our roads this year. John Elliott from Rider says across the country, the number of young people involved in fatal crashes is actually improving.
That portion is coming down, thankfully. And the number of people who died on our roads last year is 53% lower than it was 20 years ago. So we're heading in the right direction.
The inquiry into Queensland's state-run forensics lab has heard Shandy Blackburn's killer may have left DNA on her body, clothing or car, but may not have been detected because of the evidence collecting and testing process. The Mackay woman was killed while walking home from work in 2013. Yesterday, the inquiry heard the police method for collecting samples at the time may not have been best practice, and there was considerable pressure for workers in the forensics lab to process samples quickly. The inquiry will hear its final day of evidence today, with findings into the forensics lab to be handed down next month. Research has revealed rent across our region surged between $33 and $48 a week over the last 12 months. The Everybody's Home campaign analysed the latest SQM Research Weekly Rents Index for combined units and houses. In the central Queensland region, including Rockhampton, prices have gone up close to 13%, while in the North Coast, which includes Mackay, they've jumped more than 8%. Spokesperson May Azizi says all levels of government need to invest in more social and affordable housing.
We need to see the federal government really step up and invest in social and affordable housing. We've got a huge shortfall across the country of 500,000 social and affordable homes, and if we're serious about making the rental market cheaper, we need to see the federal government step in.
And work is expected to begin in the coming days to remove a burnt-out sailing yacht washed up on Emu Park Main Beach. The boat has been stranded on the Capricorn Coast Beach for more than a month and was significantly damaged by fire early yesterday morning. To sport now, 22 cowboys from across Australia and more than 50 bulls will head to Townsville this weekend for the PBR Australia Grand Final. One rider will earn the title of national champion, with local favourite and Claremont product Aaron Clyer looking to secure his fifth consecutive national title. And the Mackay Magpies will be looking to gain extra points under their belt in local cricket this weekend for a chance to take the top spot on the leaderboard. The Magpies will defend their nesting ground against Norths on Saturday, a team they haven't faced since round two. Around the grounds, South Sharks will take on Brothers, and Pioneer Valley will challenge ladder leaders Walkerston. And now you're up to date with what's happening in our backyard and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free, and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.